The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. My name is Nikki Mirgafuri, and I see a lot of new faces tonight, new to me, and also a lot of familiar faces to Happy Hour, a bunch of regulars. Who is here for the first time at Happy Hour? Show of hands. Great, 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 great. Welcome. Welcome. Wonderful. Awesome. Welcome. So what this hour of practice is we introduce one of the practices of the heart, either loving kindness or compassion or vicarious joy or equanimity or one of the, or gratitude. Maybe we'll dip into forgiveness someday. We haven't yet. Anyway, one of the practices of the heart. And we sit together in a guided meditation. I'll lead a guided meditation for 30 minutes. That's the bulk of our time together. And then you are invited, and I will tell you, you will be invited to have a conversation in a small group of three. It's part of community building and sharing your practice and being held witness for about 10, 15 minutes. It will go pretty fast, believe me. And then at the end, we'll have some time for questions and answers and reflections. So that's how we're going to spend the hour together. It'll go pretty quickly, I think. We don't take my word for it. And the reason why we decided to call it Happy Hour is that these practices of the heart, even though they may not be easy all the time, but they bring joy, they bring happiness to the heart, which you may experience while you're doing them, or you might experience tomorrow, the day after, or the week after, after you've been seeding the plants of friendliness and kindness and goodwill. So with that, I just came back actually on Sunday from teaching a week-long retreat on loving kindness and related practices. Imagine doing that for a whole week. And it was quite lovely, actually. The practice I would like to leave us in today is a practice of loving kindness, friendliness, goodwill. Both for starting first for a neutral person, someone we don't know so much about, but we basically use them as a stand-in for all of humanity, all the people we don't really know, we kind of see on the street or drive on the highway, and so developing just friendliness, goodwill. And then turn that to wishing goodwill and friendliness and holding ourselves with care from a stance of common humanity. Of course, everything you need to know, I will guide you in. No experience needed at all whatsoever. And just to say that the practice of practicing, the practice of metta, it's called metta in Pali, the language of Buddha, goodwill, translated often as loving kindness, which is not even an English word, loving kindness, really kindness, goodwill, friendliness. That's what we're practicing here. And you might feel some feelings, emotions in your heart. You may not feel anything, and it's perfectly fine. You're not doing it wrong. This practice is about planting seeds. In fact, at times you might feel the opposite. You might be feeling the opposite of friendliness. You might feel irritated. Again, you're not doing the practice wrong. These practices of the heart, also known as purification practices, which mean that they might bring up what is already there and will come up and will be purified, let's say if you were doing the practice for yourself today, you might come up that, oh, I don't deserve kindness. I don't deserve goodwill. Whoa, where did that come from? Oh, then sitting with that, holding that with care, holding that with kindness. So you can't do this practice wrong. Whatever comes up is exactly what is supposed to come up, and you approach that with kindness. So without further ado, I'd like to invite you to get comfortable where you're sitting. Especially for the practice of loving kindness, it's important to be comfortable. Especially if you're new here, feel free to go get some cushions for your chair or your feet so that you're comfortable. It's okay to get up right now and go out and get more props so that your body's comfortable. Before we start, I ask you to kind of move in your chair a little bit, back and forth, maybe move your spine back and forth, maybe turn around, kind of like give attention to this body that's been sitting for a little bit. Maybe your neck, if it feels okay, maybe your arms a little bit, waking up the body a little bit. And then as you move back and forth on your seat, kind of finding your center of gravity and what feels comfortable so that your spine has a little bit of a natural curve in it. And you are supported from the inside. You're not pushing or forcing yourself to sit straight, but it's coming naturally. And if you're sitting on a chair, allowing yourself to be supported, allowing the bottom of your feet to be on the floor or on the cushion. Allowing your legs to be kind of in a 90-degree angle, your arms to be on your lap. Maybe roll your shoulders back just a little bit. Roll it back to open up your chest so you're not collapsing. And imagining that there is a string, invisible string attached to the top of your head, pulling you up without any effort from you, without any effort. Your spine is straight, graciously straight, and it allows the rest of your body to rest. Your muscles can relax. Your muscles can soften and relax. Muscles of your arm, your neck, your back, your front, your legs, softening and relaxing. Allowing everything to be soft and relaxed. Because when the mind, when the body softens and relaxes, the mind can soften and relax too. So allowing the body to be relaxed and soft. And allowing the breath, which has been breathed on its own this whole time, letting it to continue to be breathed. Notice I'm not telling you to breathe, because the breath is breathing itself. Don't make it into a project. Allow the breath to just move in and out, just like it was 2 minutes ago before I mentioned it. The breath moving in and out on its own naturally. Whether it's deep or shallow, doesn't matter. Fast or slow, whatever it is. Simply noticing it, whether it's in your belly, or chest, or at nostrils, or the whole movement. Letting the breath move in and out with ease. And simply simply resting, noticing it's happening, noticing the body is breathing. We'll settle in for a minute or two, just settling with the breath, calming, noticing the body, letting the breath be like a lullaby, calming and settling the mind, calming and settling this body. And if there are thoughts coming up, just for this moment, just for this practice period, simply bowing to them and say, thank you, but not now. Not now. They'll still be there after this period. So putting them down, if possible, with gentleness. And coming back to the body, to the breath. A moment of respite, a moment of calm and refuge. And now I would like to invite you to bring to mind someone whom you don't know very well. Maybe you've just seen them, but don't really have much of an interaction or much of a history with them. Maybe someone who works at the supermarket, at the grocery store, or a barista where you get your coffee, or a server, or a neighbor whom you see now and then, or maybe someone at work you don't really know, where you don't have a strong like or dislike for this person. Kind of seem neutral to you, just another human being. And you may audition a few people and realize there's always a slight, tiny like or dislike. It's okay, a tiny one is fine. And now choosing this person, which in this practice we call the neutral person, choosing them and bringing them to your mind's eye with as much clarity as possible. What do they look like? As if they were in front of you. You're in front of them. And notice that this being, just like you, this person wants to be happy, just like you, this person, doesn't want to suffer. Just like you, they have hopes and dreams. They have aspirations. They have plans. They have things that make them happy. They've had joys in their life. Just like you, they've had pain. They've experienced physical pain. They've been injured. They've been sick. They've suffered. They've experienced disappointment and failure and heartbreak. They've experienced loss, just like you. That this person is the object of affection of somebody else. A parent, a sibling maybe, a friend, a loved one, someone who cares about this being. Really holds them dear. And just like you, there are people whom this being finds, holds dear. They care about others. They have care, concern, affection for other beings. This person's inner life is just as compelling, just as complex as yours. Their life is dear to them. Their breath, their life is just as dear to them, as important to them as yours. That they just want to be happy like you, and they don't want to suffer. They don't want to be in pain. They have aspirations, hopes, and dreams. Seeing their humanity, their common humanity, this being, this person, breathes and suffers and hurts and is happy and loves and will someday die. Age, get sick and die, just like you. And from that recognition of common humanity, wishing them well, May you too be safe from inner and outer harm. May you too be happy and experience joy, have joy in your heart, wishing them well, wishing them ease. May you be healthy and strong. And may your life flow with as much ease as possible. Again, connecting to just a sense of goodwill for this person. Just simple friendliness, simple goodwill for another human being. Wishing them well. Offering the classical phrases, but it can be simple phrases. May just be the simple phrases of, may you be well, may you be happy. or I wish you well. Whatever phrases you use, if you're new to the practice, you can just use the simpler phrases tonight. May you be happy, may you be well. And reciting these silently in your mind, over and over again, to keep connecting with your goodwill for this being, for this person. And if you have your own chosen phrases, favorite phrases of loving kindness practice, feel free to use them. It's mostly about the connection and the feeling of goodwill. And whatever phrases make you keep connected to the goodwill. If you feel you lose the connection to this person, you can bring it up, bring the image of this being alive by imagining them at home with their friends, with their family, watching a movie or just eating, doing something simple, something you would do. Laughing, crying, imagining some ups and downs. It's okay to get a little creative without getting too entangled in the long story, but just images to keep the connection to the common humanity. We'll practice in silence for a couple of minutes and keep the phrases going. Wishing well for this being and connecting to the goodwill, to the friendliness in your heart. Whether it presents itself to you strongly or not so strongly tonight, it does not matter. And now I'd like to invite you to consider that you, like any other being, any other person, you too, you just want to be happy and not suffer. That you, this being that is you, has hopes and dreams and aspirations and has suffered, has experienced illness, disappointment, pain and loss, failure. That you too, there are people you care about. You have objects of concern, people you love and care for. And that you too are of concern, are cared for by others, friends, family. Your life is just as dear to you, just as compelling, your breath, this short, brief life on this planet. Just as compelling to you as everyone else. And you too, one day, will die. Living this tender life with its ups and downs, with its beauty, trials, tribulations. Wishing well. Having friendliness, goodwill, warmth and kindness for this being that is you. Wishing yourself well. Maybe connecting with yourself even more by putting a hand in the middle of your chest, your heart center. Just connecting with yourself and sharing your own goodwill, good wishes for yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May my body be healthy and strong. May my life flow with as much ease as possible. Again, these are the classical phrases for safety, happiness, health, and ease. Or you can keep it simple. I care for myself. I wish myself well. I wish myself ease, I wish myself goodness. Or maybe, may I love and accept myself just as I am. May I cherish my life, may I cherish my own goodness. May I see and recognize and cherish my own goodness. May I be well. May I be happy. I wish myself well, just like others. Just like I wish for others, I wish myself well. Whatever sentence or sentences, phrases work for you, repeating them, connecting to this practice. Just as I wish for others, goodness, I wish myself, this being that's me, I wish myself goodness. May I be a friend to myself. Sometimes some people find it easier to imagine themselves, a younger version of themselves they're holding. You can experiment with that. And some people find using you easier than I. So you can try seeing yourself, a younger version of yourself. Maybe you're holding a younger version of yourself. And wishing yourself goodness. May you be happy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy and have joy, dear one. Or I care for you, little one. I'm here for you. I wish you well. I wish you goodness. I wish you safety and happiness and health and ease. Sometimes, for some people, doing this practice brings up tenderness and sorrow and pain. If that is the case for you, then here's the following instruction. Otherwise, continue as before. So if sorrow or pain, grief comes up for you, the practice becomes a practice of compassion for yourself, self-compassion, holding your sorrow, your pain, tenderness, with friendliness, with compassion, with care, with love. And you can consider for all the people in the world, who perhaps in this moment or in the past or in the future suffer in the same way I do. May all of us be free from this sorrow, from this pain. May all of us have ease. May all of us have freedom. May all the ones, all the people around the world who are in the same predicament as I am, may all of us have ease and freedom from this sorrow, this pain. And for the last moments of this practice period, I invite you to hold yourself with gratitude for having practiced. However this practice session went, it doesn't matter. Holding yourself with appreciation and all the people in this room who are practicing with you along this path, holding everyone with appreciation, including yourself. So I would like to invite you now to get into groups of three, if you would. You don't have to. If you don't want to be in conversation, you can just close your eyes and meditate. That's perfectly fine. And yet, this part of the practice is just as important as the previous part, I found. It's really metta, loving-kindness, friendliness in community. It's daily life friendliness. You're practicing here with others. It's still part of the practice. So when we get together with groups of three, and I suggest if you came here with someone, be in another group, people you haven't met. So in each group of three, it's best if you're on the same level or all in chairs or all on the floor. Just say your name and just a brief check-in. How was the practice for you? And there is no right or wrong answer. You can, you know, you can say, I fell asleep the whole time. My mind was all over the place. I didn't listen to a word she said. And that's fine. There are no shoulds. There's no right or wrong answer. It's about practicing on community, building community. So I invite you to get into groups of three if you like. And remember that this is part of your practice. It's part of the practice of friendliness. These are strangers you don't know. Just like you, just like me, they have a complex life. They want to be happy. And you can have a group of four. Two groups of four is fine. Just join any group. Yeah, go ahead, please. Raise your hand if your group needs more time for everyone to check in. Okay, let's bring it to a close. Another 30 seconds. Say what you need to say to be complete, and we'll bring it to a close. Okay, let's come back to the big group. Please thank your partners. Thank your group. Thank your partners. Okay. So we have some time for comments and questions about the practice, both about the guided meditation practice and also about the community practice. Whichever part. Yes, please. And Mike is coming.
Hi. I was a little bit... Hello?
Yes,
Hello. I was a little bit. I can just raise my voice. I was a little bit. I was a little bit sleepy, uh-huh. So it was very tempting to just sit here and not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And I had to force myself, and then it was pleasant to talk to other people. So that was interesting. But that's also, I think, in my nature, you know, if I don't force myself, I'm happy just sitting in a room by myself.
Yeah.
You know, just in the little corner. Just
I see a lot of people are going, yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here probably. Introverts unite in meditation. Very happy in silence. Yeah. Don't talk to me. I know. We push our edge here to the community practice. And thank you for engaging. And that you found that valuable. It sounds like more than being silent and sleepy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that. What else? Comments? Questions? Come on, guys. There was a lot of talking.
This wasn't part of the discussion, but what I find when I do this on my own, I'm usually motivated actually by the opposite, where someone has irritated me or yeah. I've got my knickers in a twist about something.
Yeah.
And by wishing them, you know, loving kindness, it kind of diffuses something in my mind and I end up feeling better, but not because I thought about anyone I'm feeling warm and fuzzy about. So
yeah.
It's kind of
Yeah, which is wonderful. So thank you so much for bringing that up, because just as you said, these practices, we practice them for our own heart, for the freedom of our own heart. And that's exactly what you just described. When you are upset with someone, it's your own heart that's in kind of like tight and hurting. And by practicing this for either the person you are upset with or somebody else, it just cools off. It brings ease to our own heart. Hence, happy hour. Makes you happy. Thank you. Yeah. By the way, I really appreciate any question or any comment. There are no bad questions or bad comments, because it's all community wisdom and it gives me a chance to share more teachings this way. So we have limited time. Bring it on. Okay, great.
So I'm new to the loving kindness meditation.
Uh-huh.
What are some good ways to start, like the intentions, and to start your meditation sessions, and what's a good way to close off the meditation sessions?
So your question is, being new to the practice,
right.
Your question is, what is a good intention to start it?
And to close it out to your meditation session also.
That's
a good way
to start the metta practice, a way
right.
to start and a way to end. Right. Yeah, so that's a good question. So. With the start, there could be many, many intentions. I mean, one intention, and for the starting intention, actually, I would ask you to see what is your intention for practicing this. And it could be a lot of things. Could be to open my heart, to cultivate my heart, to be more friendly towards others, to be more friendly towards myself, to love myself more, to love others more. It could be anything. So I would ask you, what really makes sense for you, not right now, I won't put you in the hot seat, but just like, you know, what makes sense. But those are kind of some ideas. May I suffer less? May I have more ease in my own heart? There could be a lot of intentions. Does that give you an idea? Yeah. And then for closing, what I like to do usually is something I offered briefly is for whatever the practice session was, whether it was just sublime, you were one with, you know, your heart was glowing with love, or whether you were sleepy the whole time, your mind was wandering the entire 30 minutes, whatever it was or it wasn't, to just appreciate appreciate yourself, honor yourself, hold yourself with appreciation for having tried to align your actions with your highest intentions, for having, you know, basically put your money where your mouth is. Like, thank you for doing that. It worked out this way today because I was sleepy. I didn't have enough sleep last night. Doesn't matter. But, you know, I appreciate that I sat, I tried. Thanks for the question. Wendy.
So we had a...
It's on, but it's pretty low. You may want to bump it up a little, Paul.
I can just talk loudly, too. We had a really interesting group of people that I've been meditating for a really long time. Somebody that's just, this is their second sit here. And it just, I just found that somebody said it was inspiring. And for me, too, to recognize that whatever level we're at, the community is so, I mean, like, I was sleepy. I did probably fall asleep. But even that, it was great. Mm-hmm. And the community mm-hmm. Aspect of this, no matter what level you're at, is yeah. just so, we need it.
Yeah.
Like, I sat by myself this morning. It was like, eh, you know? But I sit here, and it's better than eh, you yeah. know? It was so...
Yeah, yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I think if I hear you correctly, there are a couple of things. One is the community aspect of sitting with others you're referring to. And maybe you're also referring to having a community conversation about it afterwards. Both of those.
Yeah,
yeah, both. Yeah, yeah, both of those. Yeah, lovely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wendy. That's something that actually we love about Happy Hour. It's kind of developed to have those both of those aspects of practice and community discussion. And there have been some times that people just love the community discussion even more than the guided meditation, you know, just... that's because that's practice also.
Yeah.
Lovely, yeah.
And you have to do something to your voice to make it less lovely. Because I always fall asleep.
All right, I will make it sharp.
Exactly, that's
I will
I
make it demanding.
Yeah, right.
Now,
exactly.
You are going to wish well.
Be compassionate.
Now. Yeah, right behind you.
Paul,
I think you need to bump it up a little more, even, okay. My man. Okay.
Okay, this is Max.
Is it on?
Really good, quiet,
tap on top
voice.
Of it. Tap, tap, tap. See if it's on.
Oh, man. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold it like this. Hold it like yeah, vertical, like horizontal. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. All right. I hope this is okay, but we had a one-year anniversary in our group, and I thought that was the coolest thing, so mm-hmm. I just wanted to... I don't know if the namaste to the...
Yay! Family. 1 year anniversary of... Oh, yay! Sweet. Sweet. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good... That's a cause to celebrate. Yay. Nice. I thought I saw a hand back there. Yes? No? Anyone else? Anyone else? Any questions? Comments? Any questions about the practice? How was that for you? Any complications? Anything that flowed? Anything that worked? That didn't?
At the beginning, when you had us move and stretch and mm-hmm. settle, I thought I was, you know, balanced and ready to go, but it really did help. It really made a difference. I felt very different after that couple minutes, so thank you for beginning it that way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It helps to get in the body. Yeah. Yeah. Right, so being up kind of in our head, which is where we usually are. Yeah, thank you. Of course, you can do that at home when you sit. Just move a little bit. Yeah. How about the practice of the neutral person? How did that work for you guys? Was it hard? Was it, yeah, I have a thumbs up. Was it difficult? Anyone having difficulty? Was it easy to see a neutral person? Let's hear one comment at least about that. Come on, guys. This side of the room has been pretty quiet. All right. Okay.
I like that you explained it beforehand why we're doing it, that it's practice for loving everybody, and that made it make more sense of picking, because before I've usually picked a mentor or somebody you hold a grudge about, and this was really specific of somebody I met at work that I may or may not ever see again, but yeah, that person can represent all of humanity.
Yeah.
So that explanation really helped me to understand why we were doing it.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, great. Thank you for that. And to say, actually, the way this practice formally works and is taught, and in this week-long metta retreat we practiced it, is traditionally we start with ourselves wishing good, having goodwill, developing goodwill, cultivating metta, loving kindness for ourselves. Then it's in concentric circles. Self is usually first, but in the West we start with the second category or third, which is the benefactor. Someone's a mentor, someone who's a parent benefactor. The third category is a dear friend, someone we care about, just a good friend. The fourth category is the neutral person, is the one that we did today. The fifth category, so this, these are categories like concentric circles. We keep expanding, cultivating our heart, opening it more and more and more. The next category after the neutral person is the person we're having difficulty with right now. And that can be an interesting practice. Sounds like you've tried that, and then another person was referring to that. And then after that, the next category is all beings everywhere. So this practice, we usually do it in concentric circles. And of course, you can. Sometimes you can get into it from anywhere. Getting to a person we're having difficulty with, usually we start somewhere else where it's a little easier. We prime the heart instead of like just jumping into the deep end of the pool. So we start where it's easier and we work our way up. Similarly with neutral person, though, neutral person, some people find it really easy. Because again, you don't have a complicated relationship with this person. There's no history. There's no past. So just to give you some context for where this practice fits in. So with that, it is 7 o'clock. We have come to the end of our happy hour. So I want to thank you all for being here today and practicing in community. May you all be well and happy and spread your joy. May all beings be happy and well and free. Thank you. Oh, and also just to add, as many of you know, and many of you are new, IMC is supported by volunteers and generosity of those who come. So if you're moved to support a center, please, there's opportunity to do that. And if not, that's all good too. May you be well.